What up? Welcome to another episode of 94 Feet with Coach JT. Thank you all for listening in. Leave a comment or a like. Just let me know what you think as I continue to build and grow on my podcast journey. Man, today got a dope guest for you. Let me give you the background, man. This man got an extensive resume. Played here locally at Sac State from 2005 to 2009, I believe. Also, again, it's important, got his bachelor's degree in mass communications. Man, just recently in 2016, this gentleman was inducted to the Hall of Fame. He holds a school record for points in a game, I believe, which is 41 points. Also for a season, which is about 526 in one season. Also, I believe the overall scoring record, which is about 1,500 points, man. This gentleman is now the VP of the Oakland Soldiers. Low Leaf, man. What up, Low?
What's going on, man? Appreciate you having me on, man.
Oh, man. Nah, I appreciate you taking some time. Like I said, I know you're in motion right now as we speak, brother, and trying to get some stuff done today, man. But like the show says, 94 feet, and as you know, we're going to get right into it, man. Full court. Man, give me a little bit of...
You did your history, man. You did your
Hey, as you know, I'm a student of the game, man, and I was like, man, this dude, the numbers is crazy. You know what I mean, because during your time, I think about it, Low, I was away for school, but I came back, and I heard a lot. I was like, this dude was out here killing. And so, yeah, I do my homework, man. I got to do my research, man. I've always been a student, man. I was like, okay, he got... The numbers don't lie, bro. You handled your business.
I appreciate that, man.
Oh, yeah. All love, Low. So, man, okay... Oakland, California, where are you from?
Is it? So, man, it's crazy. So,
yeah.
My mom is from Sobrandy Park. It's a park in East Oakland.
Okay.
And my dad is from South Central Los Angeles.
Okay, LA ties. Okay.
And I was back and forth my whole life from Oakland to LA. And when I say back and forth, I'm talking about born in Oakland, moving to LA at 4, coming back to Oakland at 6. Back to LA at 8, like so on and so forth.
Yeah.
All the way till I was about 15 years old.
Okay.
Then I stayed in LA for good until it was time for me to go to college.
So, okay.
I kind of grew up in both places, you know. Had the best of both worlds.
So right there, man, being a young black male, but going from, like you said, both worlds too, but how did you maneuver, bro? Because I know that during those times, even now, right, Oakland, LA, maneuver and move differently, man. How did you... As we say in our adult life, right, code switch. How was you able to do that so well, man, and make it like that?
Well, what it was, man, is my mom's family, her whole family is from Oakland, big family. My dad's whole family from L.A., big family. So I was able to have family everywhere I was at,
okay,
you know. And they just kind of showed me the ropes everywhere, you know, from the Oakland and the turfing to the L.A. and the gangbanging. You know what I'm saying? It was just kind of like, but I played ball, though.
Yeah.
You know, ball kind of... You know, I dabbled and dabbled, and like many of us, you know, coming into manhood and what we were trying to do was cool. But, you know, ball kind of kept me, you know, one foot in, one foot out. You know what I'm saying? So it was cool, man. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I went to 15 different schools, though.
Okay.
You know, through my lifetime. It's crazy because the longest school I ever attended was college.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Consistently, right? You stayed there, that mainstay. That was a mainstay at college.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Man, so growing up those times, man, switching schools, bro, like as far as the sports part of it, I mean, besides basketball, what else did you play, if any other sport?
Man, we all started off playing baseball.
Yeah.
In the hood,
yep.
You know what I mean?
That's
crazy. Baseball was the one. And then I think because baseball is like the first sport that you can do organized at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Like T-ball, like 5 years old. Six.
Yep.
I dabbled in Pop Warner football a little bit, man, but it was always hoop, man. Hoop was a thing, you know.
Okay.
Basketball, like Curtis Blow, like they said in the woods, you know what I'm saying? It was basketball.
So given you from, again, being in dynamics, bro, who at that time for you, I mean, dad's, and I'm sure the Lakers, I mean, I seen the photo of Lakers, but then Oakland, who were a couple of your favorite players, man, back then, basketball-wise?
Man, my favorite players growing up at a young age.
Yeah.
Of course, you got Michael Jordan and stuff, man, but at a young age, it was Tim Hardaway and Nick Van Axel.
Killer crossover, lefty Nick, baby.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I definitely
like
Nick.
I loved that scoring guard type thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Your number speak for itself. Okay. Yep. Yeah, it come from that. Okay, that's what's up. Man, so what age were you when you kind of decided that you really actually, though, was finna, like, dig into this basketball thing, bro, when you knew, like, okay, look, I'm really going to get after it and kind of put my heart into that, to this hoop thing?
Man, probably the fourth grade.
Early.
And at the time, I was living in Oakland at the time, in the fourth grade. I had just came back from L.A., and the Parks and Recs was big.
Mm-hmm.
So in Oakland, you had the Parks and Recs. So, you know, you had Rainbow and Brookfield and Tassa. You had EOYDC. It was a couple of them, you know, because I was in East Oakland, you know
yep.
what I mean? And it was just the Warriors kind of had this rec center stuff going on, and it was just the rec league, you know? And it was big time competition, man. It was real competitive, man. And because I was a big kid, they always played me up. You know, my dad mm-hmm. played me up and all that. So I just kind of fell in love. Like, man, this is where it's at, man. I love hoop, you know?
So you make this commitment going through grade school. As far as, let's say you get to middle school, since you've been moved around, what middle school, or was it a consistent, did you get to play a season or two at one school for middle school or what?
Nah, I did. I went to middle school both in L.A. and in Oakland. L.A., that was crazy because I was in L.A. in the sixth grade. It was like the first year of the public schools in L.A. going into, you know, where they have, it used to go 7th to 8th grade for middle school. That was the first year for 6th grade.
Okay.
And it was crazy because, you know, it's crazy because in L.A. we call them the homies. In mm-hmm. Oakland we call them our partners.
Yeah.
But then, my homies, you know, was playing football. You know, so I'm like, man, I want to come play some football, man. So I went over there and played football for that year. Then after that year, I came back up to Oakland. And no, my bad. It was half of the, in the middle of the 6th grade, I went to Oakland. And football season was over with.
Mm-hmm.
So I was playing basketball, right? So I was playing. I guess the season had already started. And the 6th grade, the coach was like, man, you know, the team already put together, man. And I'm like, just let me play, man.
Yeah.
I know I'm better than these dudes. Let me play.
Right.
So he was like, man, my hands are tied. They had like 12 kids. So it was crazy. So I'm at like playing after school, playing basketball. And the 8th grade coach was there.
He was on
it. So the 8th grade coach is like, hey, man, who are you? And I'm like, oh, man, I just came from L.A. And it was like, man, come to practice. So I go to practice. I'm looking like I'm fresh from L.A. I got a beanie on. I got Chuck Taylors on. You know, all that. So you know what I'm saying? So I had to switch my shoes and shit. He put me on the 8th grade team. And I started for the 8th grade team, and I was just balling.
Man.
So it's crazy because I see that 6th grade coach, and I'd be looking at him. And he was just laughing like, man, I couldn't do nothing, man.
That's
you know, but – But that 8th grade coach, man, I remember his name was Coach Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of really was like, man, you got something.
Right.
And he was like, I don't care, man. I'm gonna let you do your thing, man. And I just rocked out.
That's...
And ever since then, from that 6th grade on, that's when AAU started. So I started messing with what they call Mr. Mean. And that was Gary Payton's dad.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Al Payton. And, you know, I was playing with him because Gary Payton had a little brother. At the time, his baby brother was my age. So, you know, we was always playing together. We was rivals, and then we start playing together. And it just kind of took off. You know what I mean? And 7th grade, 8th grade, still kind of the same thing. And then my uncle, Mark Olivier, was running the Soldiers, him and a brother named Calvin Andrews. So he like, look, I see what you're doing over there, but you need to – this is big time. You need to come over here and play.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right. So, you know, Pops ended up coaching. The Soldiers, and, you know, I was playing. But at the time, I want to say, I think this is 8th grade, I got introduced to Marcus Nelson.
Right.
And Mark was, you know, he's from Vallejo, but he was on the Soldiers. So I'm kind of like meeting him and Quentin Thomas and Tim Pierce, and it was like, okay, yeah, these cats on my level, man. So, you know, yeah, this is real.
You was going to some hitters. You had some hitters right there.
Yeah, it was some hitters, man. And at the time, man, it was crazy because it was a new form of basketball. Now it was like shoes getting thrown at you, clothes getting thrown at you. You know, at the time, it was Adidas. So, man, I'm in the 8th grade. As a matter of fact, Kobe Bryant's little cousin was there, too. And I'm in the 8th grade, and it's like, yo, I'm getting 3 pairs of shoes and sweatsuits. So I'm like, yo, this is what's up.
Crazy.
You know, but, yeah, man, yeah, middle school was crazy. It was my introduction into real basketball.
Dang, so you get on that, you started to go that circuit, man, and you said the I know
early.
The blood was flowing. I know, I mean, them names you named are just some good high school players on 4th, but When what like what was give me a moment where you actually knew that you was and you could hang with them too, like you could handle your business on the court with those guys. Any game stands out, any type of play you made or something that stand out, like, you know what, I belong, man, here.
I'm gonna tell you, like, in the eighth grade, man, I was averaging 35. it was nothing. So it was like, you know, when I knew it was real, it was I'm playing in the eighth grade and now the high schools are coming at me.
On you.
And they trying to get me. And this is like the first big push of the private schools trying to give you scholarships.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I remember I was in the eighth grade and eighth grade season is over with. So I'm playing AAU, but it came down to Berkeley High, St. Joe's at the time in Alameda. St. Joe's was one of the powerhouses, you know, where J. Kidd went.
Yep.
And then Bishop O'Dowd.
Okay.
And Bishop O'Dowd was, you know, they was, you know, they still around. They still doing their thing,
yep,
you know. And then there was a school called Fremont High School,
yep,
in Oakland. It was a public school. And that's where Tim Pierce was going. And, you know, him and his dad and my dad was coaching together. So I really wanted to go to Fremont, man. Like, man, I want to go to Fremont, man. But Bishop O'Dowd, Coach Phelps, he was talking to my moms and was like, man, we'll pay for him to go to school. You know, in the ninth grade. So you talking about a school that, shit, at the time probably was like 20 grand a year to go.
Right, right.
And I'm in the gutter in East Oakland.
Okay.
You know, where down on the hill, we'll call it the flats.
Yep.
I was on the flats. You know, Bishop O'Dowd was up on that hill.
Yeah.
So everybody on my AU coach was like, man, let him go to Fremont. Woo-woo. You know, and my mom was like, hey, if this is your baby,
you got to make that. You got to make that the right decision. Shout out to mom.
Yeah.
Shout out to mom.
Yeah, exactly.
For
so
sure.
So then it was crazy. So in eighth grade, man, I'm leaving eighth grade, getting out of school. This is like, you know, around that time after the season. So it's around like March, April. You know, so before my eighth grade graduation, I'm leaving eighth grade and going to Bishop O'Dowd for high school varsity practice in the eighth grade.
Already.
At the time, they only had two players that ever played varsity as a freshman. That was a cat named Johnny Bryant, who coaches in the New York Knicks right now, and another cat named Derek Lambeth, who played at Sac State as well.
Okay.
Way before me. And I just got there, and it was just kind of like, you know, Coach Phelps, he was like the winningest coach in California history, basketball and all that stuff, man. And it was like, it was different. You know what I mean? It was like, I'm used to running and gunning, and it was kind of like, you know, this is high school elite, real well coached basketball.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I hated it.
Oh.
Straight up. I hated it.
Okay.
But I was bored. I was doing my thing, but I hated it. And, you know, me, I wasn't ready for that private school education either. So I wound up ineligible.
Okay.
You know, well, let me back up. Before that, they made me go to summer school so I could even get into school.
Right.
Because you had to take an exam to get into the school, right?
Yep.
And it's crazy, man, because I got a little cousin and his homies. Everybody used to come to me because it was like a myth. They was like, yo, it was like an urban legend. Like, yo, I heard you did the Mortal Kombat codes on the test.
That's crazy.
Like, hey, no lie. I'm like, yeah, I did, man. I ain't know that shit. So I remember the Mortal Kombat code was a fatality at the end of the game. So
yep.
I remember it was like A, B, A, C, A, B, B. So
yep.
I went throughout the whole test
doing the same
A,
thing.
B, A-P-P, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't know none of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, they brought me in. The coach brought me in, talked to a little headmaster of the school. Like, yo, we really want you here. You got to go to three summer school classes.
Wow.
And you got to get over a C- over all three of them or else you can't get into school.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I took three summer school classes and got C- in all three of them.
Wow.
And they let me into the school, man. And I was on probation period and all that. But it was just different, man. You had to buy books and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm in the ninth grade, so I'm like buying books and doing these Hebrew classes,
right,
and church classes. And it's like, you know, I'm like, yo, what is this?
Right.
And then on top of that, after school is over with, you watching the people in their Benzes and their Lexuses driving up that hill, and I'm walking down to them flats.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I hated it. But I took it for what it's worth now as an adult. Like, man, I needed that to kind of help me. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I did that. I ended up getting kicked out of school. You know, I got kicked out of school because I, you know, academically was ineligible. And I didn't have my grades. And they was like, yo, you you can go to summer school again. I'm telling moms and pops, like, yo, I don't want to come back, man. I'm
yeah.
cool.
Okay.
So at that time, that was like, you need to take your little ass back to L.A.
Hmm.
So, you know, and then I went to L.A.
So you get back, you leave Oakland, and again, like yep. I said, again, get the environment, right? It wasn't a fit at Emmy early on, right? You can different side of the tracks, side of the road. You tried it,
yeah.
you know, but then you also knew it just wasn't, I mean, for you. You get to L.A., then what's next for you?
So I get to L.A., it's crazy. So I'm in Oakland for 3 years, three straight years, right?
Oh, your senior year. Damn.
No. I'm saying Oakland from seventh grade, eighth
yes,
grade,
sir.
Ninth grade.
Oh, okay.
Oakland.
Yep.
So I'm back to L.A., right? It's crazy because my cousin, she was like 2 years older than me. She going to Crenshaw. So it's the summer, right? So mind you, I'm leaving Oakland, a private school in Oakland.
Now you're
right?
going.
And now I'm going straight to summer school with her at Crenshaw High.
Huh? Wow.
And the first thing I walk on campus, I'm hearing, I'm looking, it's fights, boom, bop, beep, fights. I'm like, damn, like, what's going on? Like, I'm tripping. Like, you know what I'm saying? They just going in.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it was cool because, you know, I call him my brother, but it's really my cousin, but we was raised as brothers.
Yeah.
He older than me, too, and he was, like, you know, a real life factor, like a real life gang factor,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So that was the neighborhood and it was cool, but you know, Crenshaw, like my dad went there, my family went there, they played there, my cousins, everybody.
A lot of history.
But they wasn't good when I got there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just like, man, this shit ain't cool. So I end up playing at another school. I end up going to I'm at the 7-Eleven. The coach from Cleveland High School. Well, before that I met Swaggy P.
Okay. AKA Nick Young. AKA Nick Young, for those that may not know. Okay.
Yeah. So I met him. I'm playing against them. We playing at Beverly Hills High School. They had this, like, big little Christmas tournament. I'm playing against him. I actually met his brother first. And he was like, man, he was calling me Lil Kobe because I had the fro and I had some on my leg. You know what I'm saying? And he was calling me Lil Kobe. So then their high school coach at Cleveland, who's currently named Andre Chevalier, who's currently the head coach at Sierra Canyon. That's my connection.
Okay.
Sierra Canyon, a lot of folks. So,
yeah.
So they saw me hooping. I'm playing. And, you know, after the game, he had sent some dudes, some of the players, to come approach me. So, you know, my back against the wall, you know, this is L.A. This is the city.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's L.A. public school shit. So it's like, I'm thinking, oh, shit, man, they about to press me. I'm about to jump. So I'm like, man, what's up, man? And they said something, but they was really saying, hey, our coach want to holler at you.
They
want
to know about who.
All I'm seeing is like, it's about 3-4 of them, man. Nah, I'm cool, bro. It's good. I'm walking away. So they like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking it's about to be an issue. So that happened. I go to 7-Eleven with my dad, the coach right there. He like, look, man, you can hoop, but you're playing for the wrong team. So it got me like that in L.A. because of the gangs. They had a thing called open enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to any school you want to go to. You know what I mean? No matter where you live at. And where I was living, you know, we caught the school bus. It's crazy because in Oakland, you get on the school bus, you're getting laughed at.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You're on that yellow bus, you're getting laughed at. In L.A., it's different.
Yep.
In L.A., everybody on the yellow school bus. You know what I'm saying? The late bus is what's going on. It's what they call it, what's cracking.
Yep.
It's where the fights is happening. It's everything. So I'm in there, so I end up checking in at Cleveland High School, and it's big time basketball. You know what I'm saying? When I say big time, it was like Adidas was sponsoring the high school. A cat named Sonny Vaccaro, who used to run Adidas, was coming up to the school. It was some brothers. I don't know if you're familiar with. Remember the old school double pump camp?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. Okay. So the pump brothers was running our high school.
Wow.
On the basketball tip.
Okay.
You know, it was just big-time basketball. So, it's crazy. So, my senior year coming out, we ended up being ranked seventh in the country.
Mm.
And we had seven dudes go Division One.
So, give me some numbers, though, what you was putting. I know everything right now been scoring.
Oh,
just give me a little number. What was you throwing up?
I was like, that's my senior year, I was probably averaging like 18, 19.
Okay.
Because we had, like I said, seven dudes going
yeah.
D1.
That's a
and
lot.
And then one go to the league and swaggy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it was just like everybody was just rolling, man. We was we was big. One year we had like four cats over 6'7".
Wow.
You know, I mean, he recruited. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and it's crazy because in our league, in the L.A. city, my senior year, it's just show you the competition. So we had Nick who went to the league.
Yep.
Taft had Jordan Formar. Westchester had Gabe Pruitt, Amir Johnson.
UCLA, okay.
Compton Centennial, they had Aaron Afalo.
Yeah, UCLA.
And Fairfax had Josh Shipp.
Oh.
Who ended up going, I mean, I'm just naming the guys who went to the league. But,
yeah.
You know, Bryce Taylor was out there. Like, it was loaded. Real competitive.
Loaded.
You know? It was super loaded. Matter of fact, we lost to Fairfax by 8, and they went up to state. And they beat De La Salle by like 25 in the state.
Mm.
So it's like the real state game was us playing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Real, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But nah, man, it was crazy, man.
That's dope.
But yeah, the high school was cool, man.
So you come from, again, going to make that transition, go to high school, get to your spot. You get pressed a little bit, but it's about hoop. Man, okay, your senior year, right? You see your other boys leave. Okay, and knowing that you already were up, not Sacramento, but Bay Area-ish, how did you end up at Sac State, my man? Because I'm like, again, you down in the hotbed.
Yeah, because I was doing my thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was already committed. I was committed as a sophomore.
To
Pepperdine.
Okay.
To Pepperdine. So I committed to Pepperdine. Paul Westfall was the coach. It's crazy. So I went on
Rest
got unofficial
peace.
Business.
Yep.
So me and my dad went on an unofficial visit. They brought me up. It's rivalry week, and they're playing Gonzaga.
Mm.
And on Gonzaga is Ryan Terryoff and Adam Morrison.
Yeah, that's Morrison. Yep, Terryoff.
So, yeah, I'm right there in the midst of things. And mind you, we at home. I don't know if you've ever been to Pepperdine. It's in Malibu.
Yeah, I have.
And, okay, so you know if you're on the coast.
Water.
I mean, it's nice.
Yep.
Weather. All that, right? So I tell the coach, assistant at the time, Joaquin Jones, I'm like, yo, hey, I'm coming. And he like, oh, you coming? I'm like, yeah, I'm coming, man. Because you got to think, Pepperdine beat Gonzaga that night. They had a dude named Alex Ackerman that went to the league. I got to meet Jerry West and Pat Riley because they're there as NBA scouts scouting the game.
You thinking league
so
all
like,
over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm coming here, man. I ain't know nothing about what else, you know. And mind you, I only seen 3 campuses in my life.
Okay.
I've seen Cal Berkeley, because we used to play up there, USC, UCLA, and then I saw Pepperdine.
Okay.
And I didn't know the difference between big school, small school. I just seen that campus.
You saw that
like,
beach and that water.
Oh, yeah.
That view.
Yeah, and I see ESPN all over, so I'm like, okay, it's good. And at the time, Pepperdine was good.
Right.
You know, so I committed there. So coming out my senior year, it was a flip-flop. My mom had moved to L.A., my dad moved to Oakland. So my senior year, I'm doing this. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to Pepperdine. It's good. But then they called me like, yo, you don't qualify.
Mm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, huh? And it was like through the clearinghouse because you had to go through the clearinghouse and all that.
Yes, sir.
And I'm like, damn, for real? So I had to take the SAT. So, man, I took the SAT. My SAT scores don't even come back. Like, they're on, like, back order if we was buying something. It was like,
oh,
you know,
wow.
So mind, this is like the end of the summer. My shit still ain't came back.
Man.
So I'm like, damn, man, what's going on? So, man, I ended up, I was going to either go to, my AU coach was like, yo, Maine Institute wants you. The press going Maine.
In Maine?
I'm like,
whoa.
Hell no, I ain't going to Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm a Californian kid, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going out there, man. I'm cool. You know, so I'm like, man, hell, I just go to one of these junior colleges. And everybody like, nah, don't do that, man, because, you know, it was a knock on junior college.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't do that, man. But L.A. had good junior college.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So L.A. City College came at me. So I heard what they was talking about. And then L.A. Valley came at me. So I'm like, all right, for sure. I like the coaches more, man. The cats was from Detroit and Chicago. I just vibe with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they had me. So I played like 1 month with them, the games leading up to when conference started. So then I actually played 2 games with them. And I remember like it was yesterday. We played Ventura College, and I had 38.
Damn.
Then the next game, we played Harvard College, and I had 31, something like that. And the next day at practice, we lose both games. The next day at practice, I get hurt in practice.
Mm.
Like, somebody, I go for a loose ball, somebody fell on my Achilles.
Ooh.
I had a partial tear in my Achilles.
Mm.
So I'm like, damn. So then it was cool because them coaches knew, like, you know, the team really ain't all that, but you got something. So, mm-hmm. Look, you got to get you a medical
red shirt. And that was good looking out for them. Good looking out.
Yeah, what is that? I'm like, man, I'm trying to play, man. I can play with you. He's like, man, look, we ain't doing nothing. Don't mess your shit up, man.
Yeah.
So they gave me a medical red shirt. So then at the time, my SAT scores come back. I'm good.
What?
I'm Gucci. What? I can go in. So I'm like, yeah. So at the time, if you're a qualifier in JUCO, you only got to go 1 year now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, bet. But after those two games, I'm leading the state of California in scoring. So then Colorado.
Your name buzzing. You know what I'm about to say, yeah, your name buzzing.
Yeah. So it's crazy. So I ended up taking a visit to Utah up there at Weber. I went to Weber. And where Dame was at. I went to Weber before Dame. Dame a youngster.
Yeah.
So I went up there. Now, mind you, they in the same conference as Sexton.
Yeah.
So they like, you know, they won like 15 straight league titles, all this shit, you know, sell out every game at like 10,000 and stuff. So I'm like, man, this is rocking up here. Okay, mm-hmm. I like that. Wyoming. I visited with Wyoming. Visited with Colorado. It's crazy because Colorado called me. Well, I'm supposed to be on my visit to Sac State.
Man,
I'm going to Sac State, and Colorado called me when I'm in the airport. Like,
they want you to come right over here. All right, Colorado called you.
Yeah, Colorado called me. Crazy, man, because it was a black coach named Ricardo Patton, right? He was crazy, man. This cat was crazy. You know what I'm saying? And he was like a black belt. It was like he was crazy, but he was cool. You know what I'm saying? I always vibe well with like older black dudes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, I look at him like an uncle type stuff, right?
Right.
So he was telling me like, man, you gonna go over there to that bullshit? Are you gonna come over here to this big time basketball? And at the time, I'm hearing like, man, I don't care where I'm about to go hoop regardless. You know what I'm saying? At the time, I'm so young, I'm like, I'm only going to college for a year anyway. You know, I'm going after that.
You trying to get to the league.
I'm trying to get to the show. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy. So it came down to Wyoming, Colorado, Pepperdine, Weber, Cal Pop.
So in Wyoming, I believe, I was at school, they had a dude, Jay Strait, up there playing point guard.
Jay Strait.
Yep.
Jay Strait from Chicago.
Yep.
So Jay Strait was actually the one I was talking to.
I played against him,
yeah. And so it came down to those, and Pepperdine, so it came down to those schools, right? And it's crazy because rewind to my senior year in high school, you know Denard Wilson?
Yeah.
Up here with Coach at Grant,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
We knew it was a cat because Denard is from Long Beach. So it was a cat from L.A., a coach named George North that brought me, Swaggy P and Anthony Good up here to Sacramento. So us three, we ended up taking like an unofficial visit to Sac State, like on some like fluke type stuff. And my boy D Free, who played soldiers with me, he was already at Sac State.
Yeah.
Alex Bosley, who I knew from LA, was at Sac State. And my cousin Jameel Pugh was at Sac State.
Oh, yeah, Jameel, yes, sir.
Yeah. And I'm just like, yo, what? So that was back then. So then I told the coach, I had a small talk with the coach. I ain't even think about Sac State. I wasn't even messing with Sac State. It was like it was too small.
Yeah.
I wasn't even messing with it.
Right.
But what happened was I came up here to Oakland. My dad was up there. And it was crazy. It was like some kind of – I remember it was like a turnaround trip. I was coming to either pick something up. I don't know what I was doing, man. And I had one outfit on. And I was going to do like a turnaround back to L.A. I can't exactly remember. But my dad went to the hospital. He said his stomach was hurting. And – come to find out, he had cancer.
Oh, man.
So I'm stuck in Oakland, like, yo, like, with one outfit, like, yo, my pops is in a hospital? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So I remember all my family was up in there, and he kicked everybody out the room so he could holler at me. He like, yo, I got cancer. So, you know, I'm messed up mentally. Like, yo, what is that? Like, you know what I'm saying? What's going on? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I'm just, like, messed up. So... and I found that out, then I did my visit to Weber. So when I told Weber that, they was like, yo, it's Air Force out here. You can fly back and forth. So I'm like, man, these dudes ain't even, you know.
It don't sound the same. It don't sound as your family, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they don't care about me. So then I'm like, damn, my grades ain't good enough for Santa Clara and St. Mary's who showed
up. Which is right there in the backyard, though.
Which is right there. And I wanted to stay close to my pops.
Right.
I didn't know how long I was going to have.
Of course.
So I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
But let me call. I'm gonna call Sac State because it was either gonna be San Jose State or Sac State.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, what's up? And it was Jerome Jenkins. This dude, funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He could sell water to go. You know. And I'm like, yo, I want to come there. And he like, you want to come here? Yeah. I'm like, yeah. And he like, I'm like, you got a scholarship? He like, nah, but let me work on something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, huh? Like, whatever that meant.
Yeah.
But then come to find out, a day later, he had a scholarship.
He wasn't crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So I signed those papers, and I stayed, and Pops ended up beating cancer. They took, like, 3 feet of his intestines and his stomach out.
Jeez.
And he just beat it, did it, yeah, all that. So he beat it. So I'm here at Sac State.
Wow. You know,
but Dee Freeze, a freshman. Freshman year, we had a great year. ESPN picked us to go to the tournament to play Gonzaga. It was like 13-5, and then it was a lot of internal stuff that started happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a great freshman year. I was the first freshman to make all conference, I think, ever up there. It might have been one more. That's the most points by any freshman. Like whole freshman of the year with Rodney Stuckey and all that. And,
okay.
You know, I did my thing. You know what I mean? And yeah, then the rest was history. My sophomore and junior. Sophomore year, we was all right. Junior and senior year, we was trash. So my thing was just lead the league in scoring.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was on.
A bucket.
So we're going to be trash, but I'm going to get every bucket I possibly can get.
Right.
So that's what I was doing. So just lead the league in scoring in 2 years.
That's something you all been doing up through the rec, the history book. I mean,
yeah,
that ain't nothing new. So you said, I'm just going to turn it up a notch
or
two.
Man, I'm just going to go score.
Yeah.
You know, I'm turning up a notch, man. It is what it is.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
So, and my senior year, it's crazy. My senior year, we got a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Katz, who came from
Delta College. Yeah.
And you know what I mean? It was crazy because me and him used to bump heads because at the end of the day, you coming from junior college.
Right.
And this is Division I, man. So you coming in and you like, you want to catch the shave before the game. You want to catch to wear ankle braces. I'm like, hey, homie, like, this college, bro. So I understand. I don't wear ankle braces. I tape my ankle. I don't wear ankle braces.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't shave. You know what I mean? And
right.
And it's crazy because we was bumping heads, and he used to try to play mind games with me, right? So I remember we playing Fresno State. We playing Paul George now. And he like, I'm bringing you off the bench. And I just looked at him like, all right. So he thought he was going to get a reaction out
mm-hmm.
of me. I come off the bench and had like 30. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm looking at him like, bro, what is, like, it don't matter. Like, but
yeah.
I was the type of dude, like, when I'm playing,
you locked
I'm
in,
yelling,
bro.
I'm locked, but I'm talking shit. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I was just a talker.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm talking to him while I'm playing. He my coach, and I'm talking to him. You know what I'm saying? Yelling at him, like, bro, like, you know, and I was just, you couldn't control me, man. I was just
mm-hmm.
like a inner city kid, and I don't think he was ready for that.
Right.
You know what I mean? When you look at a lot of cats that he was coaching, my personality was on 10,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then I remember one time, man, it's crazy because it's that 40 pop in Colorado. So I came off the bench that game. So
jeez.
I came off the bench because we leaving the school, we on the bus. We about to get on the bus to take us to the airport so we could fly to Colorado. And I checked my locker, like, yo, where my J's at? Like, you know what I'm saying, some J's just dropped. I want to hoop my J's.
Yeah.
They all the way back in my apartment, which is like, I got to walk to it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, I ain't going on this trip. I ain't got my J's, so let me go get my J's. So I go get the J's, right? I come back, and as I'm coming back, I see the bus taking off.
Right?
Taking off, right? So I'm like, damn. So my phone ring is Coach. So he like, what's up, man? Like, you're missing the bus. You late. You know what time to be here. Yeah, Coach, I feel you, man, but I got to have my J's, man, or else I wasn't going to play. So he tell me, he like, okay, get a ride to the airport.
Mm.
I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I just seen the bus. Why y'all just stop? I'm like, all right, I'm going to get a ride. So he ended up calling me back 10 minutes after the fact. Like, you know what, Lo, I got to make an example out of you. You being a star player, you losing scoring, I have to, you know, make an example, so I got to sit you out. I ain't going to bring you on the trip.
Damn.
I'm like, hey, look here, Coach. You got to do what you got to do, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell him that. I hang up. I go to the barbershop. I go to the haircut. I go to Days. I'm hooping that Country Day.
Yep.
This is during the college season.
During your season.
I'm, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm about to go hoop. You know what I'm saying? So then the next game, when they come back, we go to Colorado. So he's like, man, I'm going to have to bring you off the bench this game. I'm like, man, dude, I just served my punishment. You ain't take me on the last trip. Why you bring me off the bench? So he said, man, this is what it is. And I'm like, all right, bet. So during that practice, I didn't take one shot the whole practice. And this is me. I ain't take one shot the whole practice. I'm talking about, JJ, I'm wide open layup.
Passing them up.
I stand there, pass it up, right? I don't make one pass. I mean, I don't make one shot. So he's like, okay, this is how you want to be, right? Mind you, the game the next night, I don't make one pass. I don't even pass nobody. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going off.
You were off pass the bench.
All day.
Off the bench.
Off the bench. He bring me in 25 in the first half.
Damn.
Off the bench. I missed about 8 free throws that game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I just party popper. You know, but it was crazy because, you know Okamoto?
Yeah.
Okay. Okamoto can tell you the story, man. When I say me and Castle bump heads,
yeah,
on the road, I'm not going to team breakfast. It is what it is. Y'all want to wake up and eat breakfast at 7 a.m.,
yeah,
then go back to sleep and go to shoot around 2? I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
Straight up. I told Coach, if you want me to keep leading this conference and scoring, I'm not doing that shit, man. And if there's a problem, don't play me. So how you not going to play me? So Okamoto used to come to my room, swear to God, on my kids. You can ask, knock on the door, bring me breakfast from the team breakfast. Here, man. Here, Lo, just take the shit here. I'm like, all right, thanks, Coach. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm on my own routine. You know what I'm saying? But it was like, I was a coachable kid.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, it was like, bro, what I've been through in life,
right,
I'm a man, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. 20 years old, I'm a man, bro. I done been through some shit. Like,
right. Nah,
you better treat me as such.
And your end result still on the court was, I'm going to produce for the team. I'm going to ball out. But however, you know what I'm saying? You're doing, you know, doing you, taking care of business, but also some stuff you weren't doing. But, yeah, bro. So,
Exactly. So I was like, you know, it's crazy because it was me. And, shit, I was getting so many buckets. He just had to let me do my thing, man.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
The numbers,
you know,
don't lie, baby. Damn, so you go through them years at Sac State, right? You finish up there. What's next? I mean, you've been a bucket there. So what's next? What you thinking, man? How's it play out for you after you get ready, you leave?
So I signed with an agent. I started working out with Gus now. I worked out for the Kings, the Clippers. It was New York, I think, and Boston. And so it was crazy because I did that. Then Boston. Austin Ames then brought me in to do the G League thing.
Mm-hmm.
To do the G League, like the mini camp, whatever. And I did the little mini camp, but I guess at the time they drafted a dude named Lester Hudson, a guard.
Mm-hmm.
And they would put him down, so this is when I started learning the politics of the game. Like, I know I'm getting more buckets than this dude, man. But they took him, so I was out. I ended up going to France, was in Besançon, France. Did that. Team folded. They went bankrupt. Then I ended up doing a little stint in Valencia, Spain. So I did that. And then afterwards, I got hurt. And at the time, I'm just like, man, I got a call from the Cavaliers G League team. Well, I'm just calling the G League, but it was all D League.
D League, yeah.
You know, got a call from them. It was like the Canton Charge.
Mm-hmm.
Got a call from them and a call from the Iowa team.
Yep.
And they're like, yo, come to vet camp. But I'm hurt, though. And I know I'm like 75%. So I'm like, man, if I go
at
75%, I'm going to put, like, it's going to be smut on my name because I'm not going to be the best low I could be.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm just like, nah, I'm going to pass up on it. And I end up getting healthy, but as I end up getting healthy, you know, I had my daughter, and it was just kind of like that overseas when I was in France and Spain, it's a lonely life, though.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how did you, because, again, like, coming from Oakland, L.A., and then going over there with no resources as far as family, how'd you deal with that, bro?
I hated France. I hated it because of the area it was at.
Mm-hmm.
The people was cool, but it was just like, I hated it. Like, it ain't no, I mean, it was a cool little party scene, but it was like, if this is California, then this is like a Bakersfield type stuff. You know what I mean? When I was in Spain, I was in Valencia. That's like a LA.
Okay.
A San Diego. Like, it was popular, so I love that one. But yeah, man, so with that, it was just kind of like, damn, like, you know, I could have went to Finland, but it was like, yo, I think I want to control the game of basketball.
Hmm.
I don't want to play it no more. I think I want to control it.
Yeah.
And that's how I got into to the coaching and stuff. So it's crazy. So I start. I come back. Denard just got the job at Grant.
Yep.
So he like, come to Grant. Come and do this. So I did Grant for like a year or two. But then my uncle, you know, was doing the soldier. So he like, man, you back? I'm like, yeah. He like, look, I need you with me. So I end up messing with my uncle, man. Stop coaching at Grant. And then he's like, yo, I need you to take this thing over, man. I'm getting old in the game.
Man, so that, you know what I mean? that whole process, I think from a distance, I got to see that play out, and I was like, because at first I was like, where did he go? Because I saw you, because I mean, I was a young coach at the time, too. I mean, we had just crossed paths in these games, summer leagues, saying what's up, just dapping each other up, kind of chopping up lightweight, and then you did. But then all of a sudden, I do see, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm hearing this Oakland Soldiers thing, and then you started seeing, like, the kids, man, just rolling in, like, how to take over, just like it just took over the West Coast, you know, Cali, like, crazy, bro. And then more so now, everywhere you go, I mean, you know, anything going on, they gonna see if they gonna for some reason, bro. You always get they run that camera by on that sideline, my G. Like every time, like he had everything. I'm like, but so y'all get popping, right, man? Y'all get going. These peach jams. These, I mean, I remember watching a few years ago, James Akinjo, Mason Forbes, Jordan Farm. But I mean, before that too. But like all these dudes, man. Like how much of a grind is it for you? And two, how rewarding is it for you, man, to see the success the program has come as well?
Man, it's crazy because I came from the first kind of teams of the Soldiers was Eddie Hausman and Chauncey Phillips. So, but I got to see the progress. Like when I was playing, it was Leon Poe, LeBron, Kendrick Perkins, them dudes.
Yep.
And it was like, it was a pause. When I'm in college, it was a drop off with the Soldiers. They became like everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody was beating them here and there, and you know, they on Reebok and stuff. So then my uncle kind of revamped it with Yair is fun, right? And then that blew him up. Then it was kind of like another slump again.
Man, that move was crazy. Those videos was crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So, but then after that, it was like a 2-year down period. And then I came. And then when I came, it was a social media move.
Yes.
And so now it was kind of like I brought my energy to it and it pumped it up to that way where it is right now.
Right.
And you know, it's crazy because we became, you know, folks laugh and joke with me and tell me I'm a reality TV star now because we got the TV show now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We just aired season 2.
Yep.
About to start season 3, filming season 3, but it was like everything from social media to, man, 1 year we played on ESPN 4 times. And it's like we just became rock stars, man. And it was just like, it was crazy, man. And it was crazy how, you know, no disrespect to Grant, I loved it, but coaching high school basketball
is definitely different, bro.
Running this, it was like, yo, like, I'm getting the Nikes.
Yeah.
That D-car, and it's like, yo, like, what's, like, this is crazy. These kids, it's like, you hear, oh, that's a Nike kid. Oh, that's a Adidas kid. That's an Under Armour kid. And it's like, these kids is actually draped in whatever that shoe company is that they in, and the high school is that way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everything is that way. But it's rewarding that I'm able to give a platform to these kids to use the game of basketball to blow up.
Right.
And then you look at it, they got 500,000 followers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's just like, damn, they rock stars. But it's crazy because even when I see them in the league, like, it's like, man, you still that little kid to me, man.
Right.
Like, it's crazy. I remember you. I remember feeding you. Mm-hmm. I remember you cracking jokes and throwing water on me when I'm sleeping. I don't know how you broke into my room.
Right.
It's just y'all kids, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
you still get to be that mentor, which is dope, I think. And you still get to kind of, you know, like, you know, get them out of their environment, one, but also give them opportunity to, I mean, again, you never know, man. It could be just that one get a chance to change their life, which is super dope, bro, at all levels, though. Like I said, they get to go out of state, which one thing I do love about that for sure is, like, the travel. Like, when we grew up, again, traveling, you had to be really elite to go travel. But now you still make an opportunity, but also if you're good enough, you travel at the right time with the right team, bro. That could change your family's life. That could change your...
Man, you could change your whole life.
Yeah.
Because I done had kids, man, that, like the kid Boogie Ellis, for instance, who's at Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
He signed with Duke out of high school. When I seen this kid, he's in Vegas playing for like a local San Diego team because that's where he's from. And it's 8 in the morning game. And I'm partying the night before. I'm like, man, I got to go see this kid, man. So I go watch him. He dropped like 40.
He need to be on prime time.
But I'm like, it's 8 a.m. It's about 7 people in this gym. Ain't nobody see this. So I went and told this post, like, look, man, if you do half of that for me, I guarantee your life will change.
Wow.
So this cat, when I got this kid, he had like Eastern Washington, Cal State Fullerton. When he left me, his top five was Memphis, Duke, Carolina,
wow.
Arizona, Oregon.
Amazing.
You know what I mean? Just doing the right, playing the same way, but with the right jersey on the right stage.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? It just changed his life. You
That's
know what I mean?
Crazy.
And like I said, man, these kids be like rock stars. I can remember back when I was having Stanley Johnson, and we in Vegas playing, and right in July, and he asked me for, I think I like hit on the casino. I had like some money. He's like, man, let me get $100. I'm like, look, if these folks over here know who you are, I'm going to give you this $100. It was, I swear to God, it looked like some Asian tourist people, like with little cameras. And
right.
I said, he was like, okay, ask him. I said, yo, y'all know who this is? And they like, yeah, this is Stanley Johnson. And I'm like, what the? I'm like, this is a 16, 17-year-old kid.
Wow.
So I'm like, damn, that's when it kind of taught me, like, okay, these kids is walking billboards for these shoe companies.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. Yeah, a lot of
behind-the-scenes
stuff. So,
yeah.
The boys' realm, man, you really rocking that, killing out with the young men. But now, bro, the big push I'm seeing across Northern Cal, these young ladies, brother, you about to take
ladies,
over these
man.
Young ladies. I'm seeing lady soldiers. It's popping again.
Yeah.
It's starting to, the numbers, is growing. I'm like, okay, all right. So, but for me, again, as you know, women's basketball, everybody's trying to grow the brand, grow what they do, get them more income at the highest level for the pro level. But college women's basketball has definitely developed and grew and more entertaining. So I see what's up with the women's basketball side, bro. How'd that come about?
So basically, man, so when I came back to the Soldiers and became the VP, I made chapters. So we did San Francisco, San Diego, SAC, Stockton, Pittsburgh, different chapters.
Right.
It was like, yo, we need to, it helps me recruit, because if I have a director in each major city of basketball, I just come talk to them.
Getting
and you tell me who's good.
Right.
You know, but then it's crazy because the one of the newspapers, I think the Observer, did a story on me and Kobe.
Yeah.
And
RIP to Kobe, man.
Yeah, RIP Kobe, man. And it's crazy because, you know, I was always meeting them, you know, and rubbing shoulders with them.
Yep.
Because, you know, from back in the day, then Swaggy being his teammate and just all this stuff. And then, you know, me and my relationship with Scottie Pippen and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, we was rubbing shoulders a lot. And then we talked about this girl stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And his words exactly was like, man, fuck them boys, man. They got everything, man. Let's put this energy in these girls, man. Let's do these girls. And he was like a real advocate of girls.
Serious.
And so we was like, okay, man, I'm rocking with you. Let's do it, man. So I just put that energy into the girls. And I got daughters. I ain't got no sons. So it was like, yo,
facts.
I'm going to do this girl. I'm going to do this girl movement, man. And because my thing is this. We have such a big program with a national spotlight. I mean, I want to give the girls the same opportunity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're soldiers, just like there's some soldier women out here, just like the soldier boys.
That's well said,
you know?
For sure. Well said.
Yeah, man, and it took off. You know, our first year was I think 2015, and we had a 17U team, and we had 11 girls and 9 went Division I off that team.
Wow.
You know, and it was just kind of like, yo, my energy started. It, like with me, I'm always looking for a challenge, and a lot of folks was telling me, oh, you can't do this girl stuff, man. This girl stuff, it ain't like the boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, I know ball and I know players.
Right, you
so
can't take that away. You can't
boy,
you
girl.
Can't change that. You can't take that away from
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I'm a people person. And it's, and I know this thing is about relationships.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm just like, yo, I'm going to go get it. And that's what we're doing, man. We doing this live for the girls right now, man. And,
that's
and
dope.
It just brings a smile to my face when I see my daughter out there, like, really hooping and really out there, you know, wearing the get up, the arm sleeve, the long socks, the headband,
yeah.
You know, talking mess to the referees. It's like, damn, like, okay, little low.
Yeah,
like,
yep. Yeah. That is your little twin.
You know what
that
mean?
Is your little twin.
Yeah, so
yep.
It was like, man, it brings a lot to me, man. And, you know, with the program being so big, you got to kind of weed out the fake people, the
yes.
snakes, you know, the people that kind of want to get close for whatever reasons they want to get close
okay.
for. So my job is just to really make sure these kids and these families don't get taken advantage of, and I always keep it real with them.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And man, I'm loving it, man. I'm really loving it.
Man, that's super dope, man. Like I said, I've seen the process, and I appreciate the communication consistently, no matter where we come in contact, bro, but definitely making moves. And before we get out of here, man, just anything you want to, I mean, say to the people about the soldiers, about your program, or any encouragement, man, it's your time right here. You can go, man.
Man, I say this, man. If I can help anybody, any kid, anybody, I don't care if you don't even play for me. If you see me on IG, message me. If I can help y'all in any way, I'm here to help, because COVID really put a damper on a lot of situations, a lot of these kids getting recruited. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I can help, you ain't just got to be a soldier for me to help. You know what I mean? I helped a lot of kids that, you know, a lot of folks don't even know about. It made calls on the back end for them.
Okay.
Because I'm just all about helping kids, man. And,
okay,
you know, if I could do anything, you know, for them, boy or girl, no matter the age, you know, college, whatever. Hook them up with age and whatever. It don't matter. Well, any form of basketball, if I can help you, I'm going to help you, man. So just hit me up, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all heard it first right here with Coach Lowe, the VP, man, the homie. But for the kids, shout out again to the soldiers, period. Male or females, young ladies, young men, hit him up. Look into him, man, because it's rocking. It's buzzing, man. Lowe, yeah. I really appreciate you, my dude. I know I'm going to be in contact, man, as things go further, because it's time for us to keep making moves and get these kids where they need to be at, bro. I really appreciate you, man.
No doubt, man. I appreciate you having me on, man. I like what you're doing, man.
All night, man, for sure, man. You know I'm going to tap in, man. Be safe, baby.
All right, all good.
All right, boy. Peace.